So can you just tell me a little bit about what Haley's working on for you?
Haley's working on a pirate skull with a ship wheel. It's just kind of a, I don't know how you would describe it. It's kind of a sea pirate scene that we started talking about back in March or April of this year. So this project's been, it's been ongoing, or the process has been for, I guess, 6 months. The first time we met, we just had good energy. She had a good, calm disposition, and it worked, and we decided 6 months. Actually, it took 6 months to get this appointment. So.
And is that because, Haley, you book up that far in advance?
Yes, that's with trying to kind of keep appointments at bay and catch up to myself. I try not to let it go out that far, but this past year it has been about 6 months from consult to actual appointment.
And you had the tribal band or the tribal piece there before. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, the tribal piece is about 20 years old, and I don't really know why. And Haley and I have discussed that what I wanted her to do and what I knew she could do is kind of come in and integrate what I really wanted into that tribal piece, so you really don't even notice it anymore. When we're finished, you won't even really. It'll draw attention away from the tribal piece.
And where did the pirate and the ships kind of come to mind? Is that a passion that you've had or an interest you've had for a while?
I'm a river rat. I grew up on the water. I've spent time on the coast. I live on the lake now. I'm just a water guy. So I always thought I'd be a great pirate. Better pirate than cowboy. So I figured a pirate.
And can you talk to me a little bit about just being tattooed and having, you know, the tattoos on your arms? Can you talk to me a little bit about what that's been like, reactions you've gotten over the years?
You know, we've talked about it, and Haley and I talked about it. Society still will judge you if you have ink or tattoos. So I actually work in corporate America. So I tend to, when she asked me if there were any perimeters here, I said the only perimeters I had were they needed to be something that I could cover with a shirt sleeve, a short shirt sleeve, you know, but I don't know. I think they're a good expression of your personality and a good expression of not, I don't really think you have to be a rebel to have a tattoo. I think you can be somebody who has an eye for art and who has an appreciation for the art of tattooing. When you start talking to people about getting tattoos and you start talking about what you're interested in, you know, Haley's name comes up. And when I came in today and she said, so we kind of talked about this, but bring me back around to what we were thinking, I just kind of gave her a concept and then she went with it. So this really isn't a picture, you know. This was just an idea that she, that this is art, you know. This isn't, she didn't like scan this, put it on there and do it. So she drew it out and we really had no idea, you know, when we started. I mean, it really is. It's just art.
Describe for us the pain sitting here for hours. You're about a half sleeve down. Haley's working on some teeth right now. Just talk to me about the pain, the sensation.
You know, I have a pretty high tolerance level for pain. We got into an area on the inside of my arm, kind of close to my armpit, where I even told Haley that when you kind of think you're in a good space and you're not even really noticing it, she found some spots where I had to say, wow. You know, and she said, we talked about it, it's kind of like a sadomasochistic relationship, and I've become the masochist in this portion of it. But I mean, at a certain point, you just do kind of phase out the pain. I mean, I wish I could say there is no pain, but I think if there was no pain, way more people would have tattoos.